been your early impression of New England?
I mean, it's been awesome. Everyone's a hard worker, and we're just getting after it. So I'm excited about that.
What would you say about the culture here, you know, in the workouts, in the locker room?
I mean, the biggest impression is that everyone just comes in here on a daily basis and just works their asses off. No matter what it is, you know, everyone's here to get better.
Can you give us a sense of how this all kind of came together for you? Were you surprised when you got the call? Were you excited? What was that process like for you?
So it was actually kind of a crazy story how this all went down. But, you know, I got the call on Saturday from my agent saying, hey, you know, they're interested. They want you to come up and visit. But, you know, my wife was, you know, almost 9 months pregnant, and we're like, you know, we can have the baby any day now. And so I talked to my wife, you know, I'd really like to go up there, and, you know, it's a team I'd love to play for. So she's like, okay, just get up there and then get back as soon as you can. So Sunday I get the call from, you know, my agent saying, like, hey, won't you up there on Monday? So I fly out on Sunday, which is Easter, get in, and then, you know, meet with all the coaches, and, I mean, it's just awesome. They're just on top of everything, and you could, you know, tell that they're really specific about everything. And so I was, you know, really excited about that, just did some other things, and then we're, like, driving back in the van, and I called her. I'm like, called my wife, and I was just like, hey, you know, you all right? Just want to make sure everything's good. And she was like, yeah, we're headed to the hospital. I think my water broke. And so, so, you know, I'm stuck here, and we're kind of like, well, can I get an earlier flight out? Blah, blah. You know, and I'd pretty much met with everybody. But, you know, the flight that I had was the best flight to go on. So flew back, made it back to the hospital. Was able to get a little cat nap in before, you know, the whole process started at the hospital. And then early Tuesday morning, we had my baby daughter. So, yeah, crazy turn of events.
Congratulations.
But
Congratulations.
What is your name? So, Romy Nicholas. Yeah.
How do you spell Romy?
R-O-M-Y. Yeah.
It wasn't a long flight, right?
It was the longest flight of my life, you know. Not sure if I was going to make it back or not. So,
where was the flight to?
Back to Phoenix.
So it was pretty long.
Yeah. So was she early, or was that just about the right time?
2 days early, yeah. Mm-hmm. So April 5th was the due date.
Troy, you're about to start catching footballs from Tom Brady. What conversations have you had with him, and understanding how much he utilizes your position, what excites you about it?
You know, it's just like the first couple days of OTAs, and we haven't really gotten anything specific, and everything that I do here is going to have to be earned. And so, you know, we haven't gotten into any specifics. And so I'm just looking forward to getting to work and, you know, showing them what I can do. And then, you know, I have faith that they'll place me where they think I can best help the team.
For those who don't know you, what would you say the strengths are of your game?
I'd say blocking, first of all, and then, you know, those, like, close quarters, you know, 10 to 14 yard range, and then between the numbers catching.
In terms of timeline, you know, after your child was born, how much longer until you got the contract and then decided to end up in New England?
So pretty much when I got here, I had gone around and pretty much knew instantly, you know, this is the place I want to be, and just really love the culture and, you know, everything about this place. And so it really wasn't a question going back, you know, just like telling my wife, you know, before I flew back, you know, hey, you know, I think this place for me. And she was like, okay, great, just get back. You know? And so on Tuesday morning, we signed everything and just sent it back.
Great.
So it's
when
pretty quick.
When you say this was the place for you, what about here made you think that?
You know, just the people, number one, everyone's very dedicated. They're hardworking, and they put the team first. And it reminds me a lot of the time I spent at Notre Dame. You know, there's some similar contrast with the type of people that are around here, and that's what, you know, I was most excited about my visit.
Yeah.
When you were coming out of college, did you have much contact with the Patriots? And did you think back then even it might be a good fit for you?
Yeah, you know, I came here on a visit before the draft, and, you know, I was really excited about maybe getting to come here, but, you know, that's how the draft is. You know, you don't really get to choose. So, but, you know, I was happy with my time in Arizona, very thankful that they drafted me, and had a, you know, great time there. So,
what do you think about playing with Rob Gronkowski?
You know, I'm really excited about it. He's obviously one of the best tight ends to have ever played, and just excited to learn from him and play with him, and, you know, yeah.
What do you think you can learn from him?
It's kind of hard to say exactly, but there's just something about, you know, players like him that have had success on that kind of level. They have little nuanced things that they know and they kind of just pass down. And so I'm just excited to learn some of those, like, little things that he does in his game that makes him great.
Have you had a chance to talk to him yet?
You know, it's, you know, we're just working out, and, yeah.
Is he a guy that you might have kind of modeled your game after going into college or in college?
You know, when I was in college, I didn't watch, like, a ton of football because we were just studying and, you know, worrying about ourselves. But, you know, when I was coming out for the draft, they were like, you know, this was a guy that, you know, you're similar to. And, you know, I really got to, like, watch some tape on him and, you know, see what a beast he is. And the guy's just a monster. And so, yeah. But he's definitely a guy that, I mean, I think any tight end would want to model their game, you know, for.
A couple more questions.
Who told you you were similar to Gronkowski? Was that NFL teams? Or
no, it was just, like, an article. You know how they, like, do that? It's kind of a disgrace to the players in the NFL. So.
Is Romy with you, or, like, how's that? Are you going to get them to come up?
Yeah, so they flew out with us, or with me, I think on Saturday, and it was only, you know, 10 days after she was born. She, like, didn't make a peep on the flight. She's been a good baby so far.
Your wife's name?
Chloe.
Chloe.
With the CH.
That's
your first child? Yeah, it's my first.
And you came Easter Sunday. That was your trip.
Yeah,
here.
Came out, landed around, you know, 11, yeah. Got the hotel. It's early morning for someone on West Coast time. So I got up at like 5:20. So 2:20. But
so you loving this weather?
You know, it's kind of going to be weird for me to say this because, you know, I have been living in Arizona, and it's just, like, perfect every day almost. So it's kind of nice to get, you know, some clouds and some rain for once. It's a little different. Yeah, very much so.
Thanks, Troy.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.